This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. My name is Captain Kickass, and I'm piloting this program for the first time ever. You can call in and talk about whatever you would like to talk about, of course. Our phone number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, we have myself.
I'm Ian.
And Ridley.
Mr. Ridley from the Ridley Report.
Dave Ridley is joining us.
Our special guest.
He's back. He's formerly a fairly regular co-host. There was, I don't know, like a summer or a few months, several months maybe, where you were in here on a weekly basis. So it's nice to have you back.
Yeah, thanks.
And you actually just came back recently from Colorado, where you were there for an extended period of time. But you're back in the Shire.
Correct.
So here we are.
All right.
We are supposed to have a special guest to start the show out with tonight, but
you tease.
Yeah, the internet connection is more of a tease because wherever he is, it wasn't sounding very good, so we couldn't put Adam Kokesh on because we want you to be able to understand Adam when he calls in, and it was not working out. So hopefully we can clear this up and we can get him on. I know he wanted to talk about his. Well, of course he's running for not president.
I believe he has some campaign news.
Yeah, trying to get the Libertarian Party's presidential nomination. So we will get him on here at some point if we have to go with the... We tried to get him on Discord is what we were trying to do. And it just didn't work out. We didn't have enough time because I was both trying to train Captain Kickass with, you know, running the board and stuff like that and deal with a special guest on the line. So you really had you had everything thrown at you there, Captain Kickass.
You know, sink or swim, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of how I roll.
Yeah.
Trial by fire, you know, any other cliches that you would like to throw in there, go ahead, throw them in. Sink or swim, right? I think I covered that one. There is a little bit of news surrounding the
events. I heard nothing happened in Virginia.
In Virginia?
I heard it was fairly uneventful. 22,000 attendees was the estimated number.
Yeah, I saw a report. I don't remember what news outlet it was, but the same thing, 22,000 or so.
Mm-hmm.
Armed folks showed up. They allowed something like 6,000 inside of the little free protest area, and they made everybody else stand outside the gated area. But then I saw some eyewitness reports that said it was no 22,000. It was closer to 100. And it was just, you know,
geez.
Individuals on the social media saying that kind of thing. So
I have trouble with large groups of people and trying to estimate sizes.
Yeah, if it gets above, you know, 100 people or something like that, I have a difficult time. You know, oh, that looks like 1, 2, 4, 8. Okay, now it's 1,000, you know. So I also have that trouble. We do have a caller on the line. It looks like we have a caller named Josh from Virginia,
yep.
Who wants to talk about this very topic, the Second Amendment rally in Virginia. So we will attempt to go to him.
So hit the air button. So we're actually going to do a little training here on the air, and there's we're taking calls remotely, so you got to press that air button, and then he should be there.
Josh, you're on Free Talk Live. Can you hear me?
Hello, Josh.
Josh from Virginia.
Yeah,
hey, there you are.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
We have you now.
You're on the air.
Hey, I have a friend who is actually right in the dead center of the whole protest over there, and he sent me a picture of a guy wearing a swastika flag, and
he did what with a swastika
really
flag?
White people that are doing something there. I mean. That finally we have somebody standing up to these Jews at the Capitol. I mean,
you're one of those. You're one of those guys, huh?
You're a Fed, aren't you? You're just an infiltrator, aren't you? Trying to make the whatever movement look bad.
You want to talk about infiltration? How about that dirty little Jew, Mark, and his chrono wife.
You're such a loser. You're just so pathetic.
You're a prank caller.
Get rid of him.
Okay, bye-bye.
What a loser.
Yeah, that was Josh from Virginia.
I mean, to...
What a pleasant guy.
To have such an obsession with people's ethnic backgrounds or their religion, it's just... It's so sad. I mean, even Chris Cantwell isn't that embarrassing. You know? I actually heard... we had Chris Cantwell... I didn't have him on, but he was on Vincent's show over the weekend. On LRN.FM, he was on
Questioning
Authority.
I tuned in for part of that. I'm not all that familiar with him or the saga. I've picked up bits and pieces over time, having been a listener to this show for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, even Cantwell finally admitted this week that it's not all the Jews, like, because he had been he's been sounding more like that caller. But even Cantwell was able to discern that there's actually normal people who are Jewish, who are not part of some sort of conspiracy, who aren't, evil, trying to control the world or whatever. So, I mean, if even Chris Cantwell can come to those determinations, you just have to wonder if people like that caller are even real.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that's the most likely explanation, actually, that he was just a crank caller.
But it's just so despicable.
He did sound like he was trying to prevent himself from laughing while saying the things he was doing. So
that's true.
You know, we have that going for us, which is nice. It looks like we do have our special guest now.
Oh, good. Let's bring him on.
Do we want to bring him on? We do. Okay. Adam, it's the captain. Can you hear me?
Hey, yes, I can. Thank you so much for having me on, Brian, Ian. Much appreciated, as always. And
he spilled the beans.
Yeah, that's right. It's just the first name. You are live on the air, Adam.
Okay. Well, that wasn't. Did you bleep that?
No, it's all right, man. You're not the first guy to know that. What my slave first name is. You're not the first
slave
guy.
But we don't know how you spell it. Anyway, let's move on.
That's true. So I wanted to leave room at the beginning of that show for that great first caller to, warm the crowd up for me.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to have a warm-up act from my 22 years in doing music in the West Coast Seattle area, if you're going to have a warm-up act, make sure that they're not better than you in some way, shape, or form. Right?
Oh, man, I screwed that up. All right.
It's all good. Well, you have some news. You called in for to tell us an update about you and what's going on in your world.
He's running for not president.
Yeah, well, it's been an amazing experience so far, and I wish I could have been in New Hampshire, but unfortunately New Hampshire only gets 11 delegates this year. I was in Tennessee where there are 23, and that was last weekend, did very well there. And had a debate in Georgia this week, and I got to give a big shout out to the Libertarian Party of Georgia for putting on an awesome convention, great series of speakers, well organized, very professional debate. I think the best we've had so far by a long shot. And there are many more to come. And I want to take this opportunity to give a big shout out to all the other candidates who were there on stage for that debate in Georgia. And they, we had Lincoln Chafee there, Sam Robb, Ken, Mark Whitney.
Many of our listeners, I've never heard of most of these people, so I doubt many of our listeners know who they are. It's nice that you're, giving them props and everything. But there's a lot of candidates,
People have heard of Vermin Supreme,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, we've had him on the show. In fact, Vermin actually won the New Hampshire presidential primary for the Libertarian Party, and I'm guessing you weren't in that because you didn't appear in person?
Right. Okay. Well, we didn't file for that or I don't remember what it was, but it was we decided strategically to put the effort into Tennessee instead of New Hampshire since we couldn't do both. But Lincoln Chafee, a lot of people know Lincoln Chafee, or at least think they should, as a former governor, former senator coming into the Libertarian Party, bringing his resume and credibility, and I think it's a really good time.
No, that sounds terrible.
And you're actually
falling for it, Adam?
No, I'm not. I think people like that should be welcomed into the party, though, and I think it's really important to be inclusive with
that. It helps so much.
I think
I think
hey, can you stick with us? Adam, hang on. Can you hang on?
Can you hang on for a second?
Absolutely.
All right, just put him on hold,
okay,
if you don't mind. We will continue. And that's not how you put him on hold. There's a button on the phone screening software there that will help you with that.
Hey, it's actually called hold. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Give us a call. Let us know what you think.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Call in and talk about whatever you want. You take control of the air if you so choose. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We started talking a little bit about the Virginia protests this evening. We introduced both of our guests that we have. We have Dave Ridley live in the studio, and I'm Captain Kickass.
I'm Ian.
And we're in the studio, but we also have Adam Kokesh.
And before we go back to Adam, I want to tell you about local.bitcoin.com. They have launched a trading platform. It started up this summer, so it's still pretty new at local.bitcoin.com. It allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash, and you can use dozens of payment methods. It's a global trading platform that actually respects your privacy, so there's no identification requirements in order to sign up for and use the site, which really sets it apart from its competition out there, because all the other ones seem to have some pretty heavy requirements, or a lot of them do. Over at local.bitcoin.com, you can trade Bitcoin Cash easily and privately. That's local.bitcoin.com.
Yeah, I set up an account there a few months ago. And yeah, because I think
I
want to be able to sell
if you want to,
and that's what's mostly the difficult thing, and that's what they seem to make easy, and they seem to be pretty easy to set up. But I haven't actually made a serious transaction there yet.
I have made a number of them. It's still a new site. You know, it works very, very well, but it definitely needs some more participation.
Well, it proved more than anything else to be the use case for Bitcoin Cash. You know, that was the thing that I thought was interesting about
it. Well, there's a lot of use cases for Bitcoin Cash.
Here in Keene, for sure.
I just tipped my bartenders tonight for my breakfast that I had before I came to the studio. I tipped her with Bitcoin Cash. It's easy. You can spend Bitcoin Cash in multiple places in New Hampshire. And I think even Thailand, in Bangkok, it's pretty big for Bitcoin Cash. There's a town in Australia as well.
As I say, I was reading something about Australia that it's kicking off there, too. But we do also have Adam Kokesh with us. He's on the line. Adam, can you hear us?
Hey. I got to say, before anything else, big shout-out to Mr. Ripley for joining us. I remember the Ripley Report and your YouTube channel.
Ridley Report. Ripley's the believe it or not guy.
Sorry. Oh, man.
Good enough for union work. Or government work this case, huh?
Yeah, right. I'm not the first one to make that mistake. Oh, gosh. The Ridley Report back in the early Ron Paul days and the reporting from New Hampshire and what David was able to do was some pretty, in-your-face journalism, and it was, I was like, oh, man, this is a competition when I got into the YouTube and building up my own channel, and it was sad to see it discontinued for a while, and it's really good to see you're back in media production.
Oh, yeah, it's been constant, but there have been two different YouTube drawdowns against me, so that in 2012, they cut my hits by half for no particular reason, and then again, about a year ago, for no particular reason, my hits dropped by about three-quarters, nothing else really changing much.
You haven't been deplatformed, you've just been sort of reduced platformed.
Something like that, yeah.
Shadow banned.
That's what I've heard, yeah, from two different sources now, yeah.
Diet platform life.
No, been there, done that. There's nothing more frustrating than building into a social media network and developing a following and thinking, oh, now we've got the internet, we can challenge the mainstream media. And we still can, but then to have your legs cut out from underneath you in that process, man, it's gut-wrenching.
I think we all probably expected it as soon as YouTube came online. We knew something would happen to it, and I'm glad it took as long as it did for them to go evil.
Yeah, that's a good point. Getting bought by Google is what did it.
Yeah.
So a moment ago, you were telling us about this politician, Lincoln Chafee, who's formerly, is he a Republican or a Democrat?
He's an authoritarian Republican, isn't he?
Well, I mean, they're all authoritarians, aren't
they? He's unusually authoritarian, last I checked, isn't he?
You know, well, no, he's definitely, of the Gary Johnson ilk of a libertarian-leaning moderate. I think he's genuinely well-intentioned. But I will say, we had a straw poll in Georgia, and they only announced the top four, and he didn't make the top four even.
Good.
And I'd like to think that, and I support him being welcomed into the party. I support him running. I support him bringing that energy and credibility for the people who need that gateway to the party. I want people like that to feel welcome. But I think what we've done over the last couple of years with this campaign and bringing people into the party and encouraging people to be delegates and making sure that we will never have another, you know, I guess what has been called the series of washed up Republicans as nominees of the Libertarian Party. And I'm very confident that, you know, somebody who really represents the message and what this is about, not as a political message, but really an anti-political message, is going to be the nominee in 2020. The other three in the top four in the polling were Dan Berman, Dan Taxationist Seth Berman, Berman Supreme, and Joe Jorgensen. And I love the pitch that Berman is making. I think we can achieve that with, you know, a bold policy proposal like localizing the federal government. But
hold on,
I
wait a minute. Berman or Berman?
Berman.
Both. Berman Supreme.
But yeah, the last one. Yeah, you know, Dan wears the yellow hat, but he takes it off and is able to put together, you know, a very serious message and presentation. And I think he's shown that in the strength of his campaign, the people who he's recruited to be volunteers for him, and the hustle that he's shown in getting around the country and getting to these debates.
But wait, were you saying that Berman Supreme has a serious proposal? Because mostly he's a satire candidate.
Right, but no, his proposal to the Libertarian Party is a serious proposal to say, look, the system's a joke. Let's put up a satire candidate and actually ridicule the system with that candidacy. I don't think it's the best strategy.
I love it.
I love it, yeah. And
I think it's better than Gary Johnson, and it's better than Bob Barr. So, like, you know, if you can't get the nomination, I definitely would like to see Vermin Supreme get it.
Ooh, a Kokesh Supreme
we
ticket?
Could
there
do
you go.
We could do worse, and we have done worse.
Yeah, would you accept Vermin as your vice presidential candidate?
Absolutely, as long as he signs on to the simple platform premise of we resign on day one and we take the federal government through a bankruptcy process. We don't put on the ring of power. We throw it directly into the fire. If the Libertarian Party continues to want to go in that direction, that's what I've seen. That's been the response to my campaign and to this message, that if we decide to embrace a more principled and a more practical policy, the everybody gets what they want strategy, I have no doubt that Berman would be willing to say, yeah, I'm if that's where you guys want to go for policy, you want me, you know, on the ticket with Kokesh, I think he'd be down for that, and I would love that. I think that would be that would be a very fun combination for the Libertarian Party, and I think
Kokesh Supreme.
In the sense that we're not what's fundamentally different about this platform is that I'm not running to be president. You know, I resign on day one and become custodian, the bankruptcy agent of the federal government. We have a peaceful, orderly, responsible bankruptcy process that leaves us with 50 independent states and up to 562 sovereign native nations.
Hey, Adam, you got time to stay on for another segment?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, we'll keep you on.
What's the campaign website?
Well, without having to remember how to spell my funny last name and Kokesh for president, you can just go to thefreedomline.com.
All right, more coming up.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic presidential hopefuls are spending their Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday by campaigning in South Carolina. Former Vice President Joe Biden says President Trump has undone the progress that was made during the Obama administration.
We have a president who embraces white supremacists, who rips families apart at the border. We have to defeat him, but it's not. We have no alternative. None.
The Department of Homeland Security, under former President Barack Obama, did separate illegal alien families at the U.S.-Mexico border, although it was done on a case-by-case basis. President Trump's attorneys are calling the impeachment charges offensive to the Constitution. The legal team also says the Senate needs to speedily reject the articles of impeachment and acquit President Trump. That Senate impeachment trial is set to begin on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in and talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. With you tonight, it's myself, Captain Kickass.
And I'm Ian
Ridley.
And we've been talking a little bit about a lot of things. We started talking about the Virginia gun rally. We introduced our guest, Mr. Ridley, from the Ridley Report. And then we also have, as a guest on air tonight, Adam Kokesh is also with us. And Adam, sorry, you got kind of cut off there towards the end. We wanted to make sure you had a chance to tell folks how to find you.
I appreciate that very much. My main website, the easiest way to find me is thefreedomline.com, all three words, thefreedomline.com.
Nice.
What are you doing? Thank you, Adam, by the way, for the kind words, belatedly.
Appreciate that.
Hey, Adam, what are you you doing more media right now? You still doing, like, your YouTube channel?
I thought I saw that you rebooted the Adam versus the Man. I loved that show back in the day. It's kind of how was first introduced to you. So is that going on? What's going on?
With the way that I've been shadow banned and demonetized a year ago, it's been a struggle to get back to any kind of consistent production, but I'm doing a kind of free form podcast generally Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I had a really awesome show this weekend, got up today. Roundtable with Ted Metz, former chair of LP Georgia, Stephen Nikala, the chair of LP Florida, and Joshua Smith, one of the top candidates right now, who I'm supporting also for chair of the Libertarian Party. And halfway through, Berman Supreme crashed it. We did it here in the bus on No Force One, and we had a live studio audience. smoking pot on the other side of the bus while we recorded the podcast. And
nice.
It's a blast. I mean, I'm enjoying getting back into it, and I feel like finally I have enough perspective and sense of, you know, I'm going to make media for my audience, for my message, not for a platform or for a sponsor even, but it's just part of what really motivates and satisfies me as an activist, being able to connect with people on that deeper intellectual level. And, you know, with libertarianism, and you guys know this, I know, you know, all three of you have discussed it on this level, that not only is it an ethical message rather than a political message, and therefore an anti-political message, but it also in every way possible has to connect with the spiritual. And in a deeper sense, when we're talking about a message of love and respect for your fellow human beings and living better, living by a higher standard of ethics, living a better life, free of the poison of authority, the spirit crushing, the soul destroying effect of government as a coercive institution of institutionalized violence. It really is a spiritual elevation. And, you know, what we are coming to, some of the hippies might call it the ascension, but there really is an obvious kind of enlightenment of humanity that we're experiencing right now. And I want to make sure that, you know, not just your listeners, but really everybody in this movement who has identified libertarianism understands that, you know, in a sense, we are warriors. And I say this as, you know, as a Marine veteran or a combat veteran who's like, yeah, the militarism is a cancer on the warrior class. Reclaiming that warrior spirit doesn't mean, you know, serving in the military. Being a warrior is not the same as being a soldier. Now, a warrior is someone who's willing to put their life on the line to stand up, to defend the people who need it, to stand up for righteousness and justice, and to intervene in crimes and stop them when they have the power to do that. A soldier is someone who signs up to kill for politicians, to be a part of an inherently destructive racket that is militarism that the founders of this country were against. And I think that's a huge part of the paradigm shift. And the United States government, the federal government, has become the biggest empire the world has ever known.
It's interesting because I bring that up to some of my, shall we say, less enlightened friends, that, you know, in the eyes of everybody outside of the United States, we are the empire, if you look at it in the terms of Star Wars, right?
Yeah.
Tell, too, because, like, even in Star Wars, the bad guys
themselves.
Yeah, the bad guys always have the coolest stuff as far as when it comes to, you know, toys of war and that kind of thing. And so that's exactly, you know, where the federal government of the United States stands. And also, I wanted to mention, I appreciate your approach. I don't know anybody who's taken the time to get to know you that would say anything other than Adam comes at this from a perspective of love and a perspective of brotherhood. And so I give you all the credit in the world for having that perspective and bringing it, because it's so easy to get angry, right? Mm-hmm. You see all of the death and destruction and violence and coercion that is caused. It's just so easy to get angry. But coming at it from, you know, a place of goodness, a place of heart,
Hey,
is the right perspective.
Can we have you weigh in here? I mean, you spent some time living in Virginia for a few years, and it was a big topic on the air last night. There were 20-plus thousand people, apparently, in the Virginia Capitol today opposing the new gun laws that may be being put into place there. And I'm just wondering, you know, what do you have to say about that from your perspective?
I think it's an important step in the realization of freedom for America. And what I'm so excited about here is the element of localization that is so obvious in this with the fight over sanctuary counties. You know, if a county can set its own law, we can say, this county, you're allowed to own guns and carry them in accordance with the Second Amendment. You were a constitutional carry county. That's great. People want to live in a county that's not. Let them have, you know, the right to set their own rules in their own community. Liberals want sanctuary cities. Conservatives want sanctuary counties. Well, guess what? This is why localization is the everybody gets what they want strategy.
Right. So abolish the federal government and let people make more localized decisions.
Well, really, getting rid of the federal government and getting rid of it is not unfair, but really localizing it, a lot of it gets apportioned, and we get to take back everything that's been stolen from us as individual Americans in the bankruptcy dissolution process. But that's only the first step in localization. What this leads to then is the further decentralization of government, which is a beautiful global trend. And we get rid of the state governments. We get it down to the county level. These city states break off. People are able to form new communities to have a customized experience of governance or none at all if they so choose. That's the future of freedom. That's what, you know, I'm an American imperialist in the truest sense, because the ideal of America, of respect for other people's rights, of freedom, of overthrowing empires, is something that belongs to the whole human family. I want to see us lead the world forward in freedom again. That's the beauty of the American Revolution, that we said, screw you to a king. We're not going to be part of your empire anymore. We're going to do our own thing over here. And for everybody in the world to have that right, that ideal of America, I think that should go global the same way that, you know, hey, we don't have to live under monarchies and absolute rule like that anymore. We can at least have representative republics. And I have certain ethical problems with that, of course, but it was clearly a step forward in human progress. We're ready for another big one.
Such a beautiful vision, man. I love it when you talk about the, you know, the hows of how it's going to break down, and, you know, how you give the folks who are already parts of the federal organizations the opportunity to sort of own that portion of, you know, say the property, you know, the vehicles, and, you know, whatever the organization does, give them the opportunity to turn it into a business themselves, right? Okay, you guys are now part owners of this thing. Now go make it go. And that idea can expand, as you say, downward, you know, in a decentralized manner towards all levels of government. And I find it a particularly beautiful strategy.
Adam, how do we get you moved to New Hampshire?
He'll never do it.
Get rid of the mosquitoes in the winter, and I'm there.
There's no mosquitoes during the winter. It's the summertime.
So you got to get rid of both of those.
The mosquitoes and the winter. So yeah, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. I'm technically a member of the Free State Project. I joined in college when I first really got into libertarianism. I have a very low number on the membership roll somewhere, because I joined.
Do you want to hang out for another segment, Adam?
Sure.
All right, stand by. 855 450.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 7 nights a week, you can call in and talk about whatever you want. Our phone number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733.
Yeah, and I know Adam Kokesh, who's with us on the lines here tonight, and thanks for sticking with us here, Adam. Your website is thefreedomline.com. You are certainly no stranger to New Hampshire. Dave Ridley had asked you when you're going to move up here, and you're pretty settled in down in, I think it's Arizona where you're living at the moment. But you've been up here to visit us in the summertime over many years, and I want to invite you to come join us for ForkFest 2020. Now, by the time ForkFest comes around, the Libertarian Party will have selected its 2020 presidential candidate. I believe they're selecting that in the month of May this year. So ForkFest starts.
That's correct.
ForkFest, which is the decentralized libertarian camping festival, begins June 29th this year, and it will run through July 5th. So if you don't have any plans for Independence Day yet, then you ought to plan to come on up and join us in the woods, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground, which I know you've been to, but it's been a few years, right? When was the last time you were up at Rogers Campground?
It's been a few years, and it was partly because of whatever the kerfuffle was between you and the organizers. I wanted to have your back in that. It was just like, if you know, they're gonna pull this crap with Ian, you know, I'm gonna step back. But if you're in there, and ForkFest is, we have evolved past the origin to the next phase, and that is where you're gonna be. I would love to be there, and as the nominee, I think that would be awesome campaign stuff.
Well, whether you're the nominee at that point or not, we'd love to have you up there. And, of course, just to be clear, we're talking about ForkFest, which is not the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Right.
ForkFest is the decentralized alternative where there's no organizers, there's no board of directors to make dumb decisions. So,
and it has a song.
Does it?
ForkFest.party. It's going to be a party.
And it will be. And it was last year, and it was much bigger last year than I thought it was going to be. Of course, we don't have ticket sales because there's no tickets for a decentralized event. So it's like the most affordable thing to come up and do because you don't have to pay unnecessary costs to attend it. And I would say we had a few hundred folks there in 2019. So it could be. Some people are saying this may be the year of the flippening where the number of attendees at ForkFest
Outweighs Sportfest. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. I love it.
It's going to be Captain Kickass's first time attending
That's
as well.
Right.
So I'm looking very forward to it.
I've had some amazing times there with the community and at Rogers, and it's been a big part of what's inspired me to live how I live now. And I wish I could say I was a perfect agorist, but I do live as close to that ideal as possible on 10 acres off-grid in the mountains in Arizona, where the piece of land that we bought when we got it did not connect to any existing roads.
Hmm.
So,
No roads? How did you ever travel?
I built a road.
Oh, my God. I thought only government could.
How did you build a road without government?
Yeah, don't get too excited. It's just a big scratch in the dirt for now.
It's a second century technology that the government can never seem to get right.
Hey, remind our listeners to check out the website for ForkFest. A website. There's no official website, so this is just one of them. ForkFest.party. There are links there to a Telegram chat room with, I think, over 150 members in there. There's also a ForkFest forum, and so people are already planning what they're going to do because it's decentralized. So, like Derek and Steven from AnyPay put up a big old dome last year and threw some parties. The Alt Expo guys were there doing presentations on a variety of things. I've heard rumors there may be musical performances this year, which has not happened before, so we're going to probably see some new things. Jay Noon with Man Camp, he's bringing that back. We're still 6 months out, and already people are throwing around ideas for what sort of neat things they're going to be doing there. So I'll look forward to, and we'll hope to see you there, Adam.
Adam, I have questions for you. First of all, what can you promise us by way of, what are you going to do to capture the media's imagination the way Vermin Supreme does? How can you get media attention? Because I have not seen really anything interesting about you, and I should have seen something by now if you were doing something interesting.
Oh, well, there's been, I've been hustling. We've been making all sorts of interviews, and it's actually been one of the biggest time investments into this campaign. Just a lot of it is smaller time, podcasts and blogs and things like that. But I was also interviewed on Fox Business and Fox DC just recently, and I've had a couple other major media hits. Washington Times did a piece on contrasting myself and Chafee. But what I'm asked sometimes, and I know you're familiar with my civil disobedience background and street theater in a way that is somewhat akin to Vermin's, actually, has been extremely successful in getting media. One thing in particular that I can talk about publicly now that I'm very excited about doing for whomever the nominee is, and I, of course, hope I get the honor of leading this exercise myself, is a combination of two things that we've seen done in the past that we are uniquely capable of organizing now. And one is when Ralph Nader was the 2008 presidential candidate, was endorsed by Ron Paul, was shut out of the debate. He went and got arrested storming the debates and civil disobedience trespassing, said, the American people deserve to hear a third voice in this debate. And was able to at least make some media and be a part of the conversation with that. What we did in 2012 with Veterans for Ron Paul was march on the White House with about 500 vets, all in formation, chanting President Paul and End the Fed. And I think for the people who need that gateway, I'm always reticent about playing the veterans card because the fact that I was naive enough to join the military and volunteer to be a party to a war crime really shouldn't be giving me any kind of extra credibility. But
it shouldn't be, but if you got the card, you might as well play it because it does play well.
Meet people where they're at. Yeah, speak that language. If you can use that as a way in. So what I'm going to be doing is organizing a formation of, I hope we can get over 1,000 this time, veterans marching on the presidential debates demanding that the libertarian nominee be heard. And it's the message to the American people. We put our lives on the line because we thought we were fighting for your freedom. We want you to listen to this person. Will you let them in the debate? Will you demand that the presidential commission debate, or whatever it is, the commission on presidential debate, have a fair standard and allow for the first time a true third party competition in this debate? And I think we can have, you know, if we have 1,000 who are willing to risk arrest in crossing that line of the debate, I think we're going to be a bigger story than the debate itself.
Yeah, that would be definitely, that would garner media attention for sure.
It is a little weird how, like, you know, they seem to put any alternative candidates outside of the big two sort of at the debate kiddie table, if you will, you know, reference to Thanksgiving.
Yep.
When you were a kid.
Oh, they don't even get the kiddie table. They're out by the dumpster.
They give them a folding chair.
Yeah, that's a much better metaphor there.
Yeah. Hey, Adam, anything else you want to share with our audience here tonight while we got you?
This is going to be a really exciting year for the Libertarian Party, regardless of who the nominee is. I'm just excited that what we are doing now with the Libertarian Party, much more invigorated by the grassroots, is bringing a message of principle based on libertarian ethics, based on the philosophy, based on applying it in an ethical, you know, morally consistent way. And if it wasn't for the power of this idea, I mean, I don't think it's, you know, I have, you know, a decent following. I wouldn't say my resume is presidential by any stretch of the imagination, but it is a testament to the power of this idea, how much momentum we have got behind this campaign, having raised more than all other primary candidates together at this point in the Libertarian Party by a multiple of, I don't know what it is as of the last FEC report, but, you know, it is, I'm just so encouraged every day. And if people want to get involved, you know, whatever it is, step up. The Libertarian Party is kind of an open source organization. Anybody can jump in and put their energy into it and actually have a say in how things happen, including who the nominee is. It's not hard to be a delegate to the National Convention, to be one of 1,000 votes who gets to decide who's going to represent the word libertarian, the Libertarian Party, the libertarian message in the biggest opportunity that we have every 4 years in the presidential election cycle. And it's looking really good for our campaign. Joe Jorgensen was the other candidate I didn't get to mention in the Georgia straw poll, with 29 votes. And, we took it with 47.
Congratulations,
great,
Adam.
Yeah, thank you. We
keep
had,
up
we had
good
a great
work, bro.
State coordinator
thanks for doing
there.
Stuff. Thanks for doing stuff.
And in Tennessee. So, Adam at thefreedomline.com. Please email me if you want to get involved.
Very good. Adam Kokesh, good luck, brother.
Free Talk Live.
We got more coming up. Hour 2's next.
Would it be nice to wake up in the morning whenever you want and work whenever you feel like it? Date women under your terms instead of society's? Be a completely free man? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.